Time in Africa.
Hello, howdy buddy. This is the English to Africa service broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today's program is one big, beautiful mix. We start off in the 90s, and in this current year of 2016, and in the middle, amazing African songs from every decade. Some of these artists you'll surely recognize, like old-timers Habib Kwate, Baba Mal, and Ray Lima. But others you may meet for the first time, such as DXD from Ghana or Eid Aziz from Kenya. But you'll love them all because, well, you know you can count on me to select the best African music ever. I also have for you this week music reporter Bill Odidi. He brings us a special report and interview from Nairobi on the popular band Sauti Sol. And you're also going to hear a Nigerian treasure of a song from the late 1960s. Hey, so let's get rockin'. We're going to kick it off with Ray Lima. Lima is a Congolese musician who was born on March 30th, 1946 in the former Kingdom of Congo. That's the western part of what is today called Democratic Republic of Congo. Here's Ndila, a song from his 1990 album, Gaia. This is what he says. How much did I cry? I went to work, but I knew Mama was sick. When I got back home from work, I found a letter on the table. I read it, and it said Mama was dead. I grabbed my suitcase and jumped on the train, but by the time I got on the train, Mama was already in the coffin. By the time I climbed down off the train, Mama was already in the tomb. I could only mourn in my solitude.
Kisa buana kanda kamisa.
Beautiful. Hey, everybody, this is Heather. And that was Ray Lima with Ndila from his 1990 album, Gaia.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music.
Here's another 1990 sound, Maskandi, from the heart of Zulu country. One of the greatest guitarists and performers of all time is the late Mfatheni Khumalo, affectionately known as Mfaz Omnyama. He started playing as a kid on a handmade guitar, and by the 1980s, Mfaz Omnyama had developed a unique style. He played the guitar upside down and converted the strings to suit his left hand. Khumalo released nearly 20 albums, with some achieving platinum sales status. Here's Uvelafi Wamashushu Dali from his 1997 album, Kula Chichilamo. That was Uvelafi Wamashushu Dali by the late Maskandi wizard Mfatheni Khumalo, a.k.a. Mfaz Omnyama. Khumalo passed away in 2001 in his hometown hospital in KwaZulu-Natal. He was 42 years old.
You are listening to Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
All right, everybody. Hey, this is Heather, and we're moving out of the 90s and into current times. Here's a huge 2013 Kwaito hit, Hawaii. It's by Big News, a very popular Durban-based Kwaito group. The group is made up of Mandla Mafumulo, a.k.a. Mamfischa, Mzi Chomela, a.k.a. Danger, and the late Spukromo, a.k.a. R. Mashesha. Hawaii comes off their album Made in Africa. That was Big News with Hawaii. Now, Big News has another album that was just released in 2015 called For the People. Once I get my hands on it, friends, we're going to give it a listen.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, gonna meet his family.
Hello, this is Heather. We're in a big, beautiful music mix this hour. Here's a new track by Joe Driscoll and Sekou Kouyaté.
Tanto de rema, bata pan no maçon arame. Bata pan no maçon arame. Ala tu mangura e matu ponga yareto. Bata pan no maçon arame. Wimbre ma flow, farine ma flow. Wasiki saki mato origina flow. Ele ve African no ma vibration. Inspiração fu fa fu fa ma wunyiki. Ponga di me familia. Ponga more na malia. Fonga di me familia, Fonga di me familia, O fonga bore na malia, O fonga di me familia, Oye mali. Bata fanu maso warame, Ala tu mangura imato fonga yareto, Bata fanu maso warame, Bata fanu maso warame. Ala tu mangera imatu fonga yareto, bata fanu mason warame.
Will I believe in me like I believe in you? I'ma hold on to the rope until I see this through. Will I believe in me like I believe in you? I'ma hold on to the rope until I see this through. Walking the road so dark with my heavy heart, but I was born the right time to play my part. A world gone mad, getting worse every minute, and everyone in it is just living like a cynic. There's a crazy frustration, lights are flickering out, but we will be the generation that will figure it out. There's a crazy frustration, lights are flickering out, but we will be the generation that'll figure it out. Like, hey, you gotta believe in you.
Hey,
and what you know is true.
Hey,
crew is showing say cool, just like the ancestors, but it's something brand new.
Like, hey,
you gotta believe in you.
Hey,
and what you know is true.
Hey,
crew is showing say cool, just like the ancestors, but it's something brand new.
Batafa by Driscoll and Kouyaté, track 5 from their new album, Monistic Theory.
It's Music Time in Africa. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
Musictime@voanews.com.
VOA.
Here's Tata Diana.
Senor, titira,
tanga gatego,
baba bro.
inama yajyaga mbwira mwana wanjye cyo baduka gana ishuri fata urubaho kwiga byagira akamaro nkiganyira ubwo nkarikwepa nkajya guceza minerva iyo nkayibyeta abo twiganye bararangije badukuje ayo maseve nanjye naho nkanuye amaso ninjye shomeri w'i Kigali amasogisi iburyo umweru ibumoso icyatsi boshye umufana wa Kiyovu abana baza bakamuhunga bati dusuwe n'umusasi ukabona uwambaye n'agakoti keza yananigirije ariko mu nda nta kigenda bitsi ibanga n'umuyaga ye baba we
That was Teta. I'm Heather, and you're inside Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA.
You know I love staying in touch with you on social media, right? Well, I received this nice message from Yakuba Ibn Dauda. He just became a member of my Music Time in Africa group page. And he says this, an opportunity to be officially inducted into the ever-increasing family of MTIA. Dr. Maxwell, thank you for stirring in Africans, our African-ness through MTIA. You are indeed our inspiration. Please kindly welcome me with the music of Baba Mal of Senegal, the song Yele. All right, well, thank you for the message, Hamadi, and welcome to the group. Here is your song, Yele, by Baba Mal.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And this is the sounds of Africa. This music come from the Senegal area. It's a sound, it's a music of West Africa. I listen to the rhythm, listen to the singer. Are you listening? Well, it's a one called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. When you hear the Yele, you might say eh eh. Listen how the Yele sound a lot like reggae. You know some connection must have been there. Baba Mal.
Ulla bido como di baola mi mbodo giele giele morata kububa anu idi jamangetan
Here we know, this is Yele, ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele, ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Senegal is a country in West Africa, between the Gambia and Mauritania. In the past it was used by the slave trader, buy and sell people like a second hand car. From Gore Island near to Dakar, millions of blacks sent from Africa, well leave by them sent to America. Some of the ones that go to manage them sent to Jamaica. Now listen how the music have a reggae flavor, a something Bob Marley would be proud of. And if you're looking at the facts of Senegal, sister,
Oli, Ben Yukanu, Ariario. Oli, Miatario, Mi Susama. My mama, the blood, Lana Toyuli. Abuja Toto Kitima, Kauja, and Ajal Tabini. Ben Yukoyata.
What we know? This is Yele. African music, Yele. Senegalese music, Yele. Ancient African music, Yele. Senegalese music, Yele. Here's a little Senegal information. Dakar is the capital of the nation. Population around 7 million, about the size of England plus Scotland. 1658 colonization. Colonization by the Frenchman. 96 the independence come. 300 years of revolution. Where they born in Jamaica or England, where they born in America or African. Could be a Japanese or a Australian. Everybody have a rock to the Yele pattern. Original African, this is Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele.
Wonderful! Hey, hi everybody, this is Heather, and that was Baba Mal with Hamadi Boiro, or Yele. The song was released in 1992 and was requested by brand new MTIA group member Yakuba Ibn Dauda from Nigeria.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
All right, coming up next, a special report that zooms in on one popular Kenyan band, Sauti Sol. Bill Odidi presents that from Nairobi. After that, I've got a hit new single from another Kenyan artist, Eid Aziz. And then that oldie from Nigeria. All this right after this message.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com, or on blog at voanews.com/musictimeinafrica.
All right, so let's listen now to our special report from Nairobi.
Thank you, Heather and Jumbo from Nairobi, Kenya. I'm sure by now you know that's how we say hello in Kiswahili. The last few years have been phenomenal for the Kenyan pop group Sauti Sol, who've risen to become among the most influential artists of their generation in Africa. This group of four men in their mid-20s, Bien, Dalvin, Willis and Polycarp, have created a unique fusion of contemporary pop music with strong cultural influences from Kenyan communities.
When a kid is told, just be disciplined. Just know what you want, know yourself, understand your craft. Put money into your craft. I think that's the best way to explain our success. We've been very, very resilient. We've been patient also. You know, it hasn't just come like that. It doesn't mean that whenever you do something, you'll always see results. No. So you have to be patient.
That patience has resulted in the third album from Sauti Sol, To Live and Die in Africa, which was launched in Nairobi in February this year. The album has been 2 years in the making, and according to the group, the title is targeted at people of African origin, wherever in the world they may be.
The statement live and die in Africa doesn't necessarily mean like literally, like to live here and to be buried here. So long as you're doing anything that contributes to African development in terms of socialism, in terms of economic development, political development, you're practicing living and dying in Africa.
No place I'd rather be.
Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Oh,
Live and Die in Africa, the title track of the latest album by the Kenyan group Sauti Sol. However, the song that really transformed the fortunes of Sauti Sol was Sura Yako, a catchy dance song that was first released in 2014. Delvin from the group explains why this song has become such a pop anthem across the world.
Sura Yako is just what it is at this point. I don't know, it just blew up on us. In how the magnitude at which it came to, so we're totally glad. We're really happy for what Sura Yako has done for us. It's opened so many doors, doors that we didn't even imagine were could open and exist. So we all, I would say, apart from our hard work and everything, we owe as well a big part of whatever we are and our success right now to that song.
Sura Yako gave rise to a social media driven dance craze based on the traditional dance style of Lipala from Western Kenya. During an official dinner in his honor on his visit to Kenya in July 2015, US President Barack Obama joined Sauti Sol on stage to dance along to the song.
If you ask Sauti Sol, like, what is the thing that has made us go the farthest in the world? It's the Lipala dance. So that's what has made us become sellable to the entire, like, continent and the world over. That's what Obama is dancing to.
Live and Die in Africa is an album of 15 songs, and this is the first self-produced album by Sauti Sol. The production has taken 2 years through what the group describes as a very intense period for them.
The 2 years we took to record this album has been one of the most emotional periods of our lives. Because even, you see, even the topics, we were going through a lot, like in terms of even like financially, traveling. We were, you see how you can just have a lot on your plate.
Overall, this is a high-quality production, and in an era when the format of the album is first disappearing and many artists are only content with the YouTube hits, it's refreshing to see a new set of songs from one of the most successful groups in Africa today. Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa, right here in Nairobi, Kenya.
Great, thanks Phil for bringing us inside the world of Sauti Sol.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
She's known across the globe as Hetamaso, but we call her Akoswa right here in Ghana. This is Eugene Solomoso.
It's Music Time in Africa, y'all.
Next, the new single from Eid Aziz, Kiswahili. I met Eid when I was in Nairobi in 2015, and we stay in touch. So when I got my hands on his new single, I asked him personally what the song is about. He said this: the message is to embrace Kiswahili and to remind people that it's the sweetest language. It's been used all over the world, he said. Hakuna Matata, it's all over the world. The late MJ, I'm presuming that's Michael Jackson, used it, and many people discovered then how sweet Swahili is. And, he added, all I want is for kids to learn it, because nowadays not many people know how to speak proper Kiswahili. He also said that at the same time, he's telling kids that in general, they need to get educated. So, here it is, Eid Aziz with Kiswahili.
Kiswahili kitukuzwe ndio lugha ya taifa. Papa, mama na vijana kitukuzwe Kiswahili. Shule asubuhi na mapema wendio kiongozi wa baadaye utasaidia baba na mama oh mtoto amuka wende shule asubuhi na mapema wendio ndio kiongozi wa baadaye. Tusaidia baba na mama, Kiswahili kitukuzwe, ndio lugha ya taifa. Baba na mama vijana, kitukuzwe Kiswahili. Kiswahili kitukuzwe, ndio lugha ya Afrika. Baba na mama vijana, kitukuzwe Kiswahili. Kiswahili kitukuzwe, ndio lugha ya Afrika. Baba na mama vijana, kitukuzwe Kiswahili. Shariki, kusini, magharibi, vyo vikuu duniani, wajifunza lugha yetu Kiswahili. Wajapani, Amerikani, Europa, dunia mzima, watu wote wajifunza lugha yetu tamu Kiswahili. So, mtoto amuka, twende shule, asubuhi na mapema. Wendio kiongozi wa baadaye, utusaidia baba na mama. Kiswahili kitukuzwe, hiyo lugha ya Afrika. Baba na mama vijana, kitukuzwe Kiswahili. Kiswahili kitukuzwe, hiyo lugha ya Afrika. Baba na mama vijana, kitukuzwe Kiswahili.
Swahili, a brand new song from coastal Kenya. I'm Heather Maxwell, bringing you a big, beautiful mix today. And next up, the oldest song in the playlist, but listen to this. It's the late Haruna Ishola and his Apala group playing Apala music. It was recorded sometime between 1967 and 1971.
Obeti tane koko irani nile aye koleje. Obeti tane koko irani nile aye koleje. Ayo kura kela sun. Aye kura in. Aye ni zaki zaka kegun oje muso. Aye kura in. Aye ni zaki zaka kegun oje muso. Edima ori ala kokosa wa sajule sajule orun
okun la eje o
eyan lo sa ko ma je weja o
okun la eje
eyan lo sa ko ma je weja o okun so wa madam
e
Was deep Nigerian music people, Apala. Did you know that Apala is distinguished from juju and other genres of Nigerian roots music by its complete absence of Western instruments? Yeah, and Apala is also unique because of its association with Muslim Yoruba musicians and by its origins. It began in the 1940s to rouse Muslims after the fasting of Ramadan.
Hi, this is Lira from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
So, I've got three more great songs for you. This next one is one of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters from Mali, Habib Kwate. Here's Sambara Bulama.
Sambara Bulama, tenga sambara singala. Sambara Bulama, tenga sambara singala.
Newara moti, kasambara moti suguro, mandianye taye. Newara sigaso, kasambara sigaso suguro. Mandianye taye newara segu sikoro balanzando kasambara ye mandianye taye nesele bamako faba suguba nendianye peye sambara bulama
sambara bulama tenga sambara singala
kasingala
sambara bulama tenga sambara singala
nyenga sambara do kawasi ni madala ye jamana na chaya nyenkola segiso dondo soma mada nyentani nsire cheni nalenkanye ila choroni singa nema ayi chema ibulu itafima ibulu Tabula ma minyenye ate singala sambara nindima cheto nitaye
sambara nindija sambara
chetinye na jome ni janye ba na dona furuma uche abadu chetinye na jome ni furunyo na dona duba mikono duba ni midense na jome ni danonga jome ni janye ba.
Habib Kwate with Sambara Bulama from his 2001 album, Baro. Now, here's an artist you may not know yet. He's from Ghana, and his name is Dawuni X Dawuni, a.k.a. DXD. From time to time, DXD sends me his new songs and music videos, and this is one of them. It's called Sugar, produced by Awaga. I asked DXD to tell me a little bit about his new release, and here's what he said. Well, I released it earlier this afternoon. It's love and sensuality, he said, related, but also it's a mashup of some popular Ghanaian songs. The inspiration came from eating a local Ghanaian snack called kelewele, made of plantain. It has a sweet taste. So as funny as it may sound, DXD said, I basically derived inspiration from that and relate the sweetness to love. All right, so here it is, Sugar by DXD.
Invasion, DXD and another one. Awaga on the beat, this one here is for the ladies. Emmanuel, what a girl I'm there. Listen, I said, give me that sugar, yeah. Way that you bubble, you tickle my something, yeah. Want to enter, yeah. I say, give me that sugar, yeah. Girl, the way that you bubble, you tickle my something, yeah. Want to enter, yeah. What's money running, baby? What's money running, baby? What's money running, baby? Yeah. From the back to the front, bad man won't scroll up. Too hard, make a man one just fall up. Me and my girl, matter you wanna hit, just hold up. And scroll up, cause one ain't baby. Give me that sugar, yeah. Way that you bubble, you tickle my something, yeah. Want to enter, yeah. I say, give me that sugar, yeah. Girl, the way that you bubble, you tickle my something, yeah. Want to enter, yeah. What's money running, baby? What's money running, baby? What's money running, baby? Yeah. Teasing me daily. I want to say, I keep yearning for your something.
baby. Oya chop kiss mwa. Meje ne mo sa bongo. And I dream ya me see ya baby eja. So if it is in a thinking tonight is an empty night, I say not again. So baby give me the sugar, yeah. Way that you bubble, you bubble, you tickle my something, yeah. Want to enter, yeah. I say give me the sugar, yeah. Girl, the way that you bubble, you tickle my something, yeah. Want to enter, yeah. Some money hanging, babies. Some money hanging, babies. Some money hanging, babies. Yeah. Some money hanging, babies. Some money hanging, babies. Some money hanging, babies. Some money hanging, babies.
Nice one. Hey everybody, this is Heather, and you just heard DXD's brand new track, Sugar. Well, we've got time for one more song, and I've selected another new release to close the show. It's by the Debo Band. This band is a huge ensemble led by saxophonist Danny McConnon and fronted by vocalist Brooke Tesfaye. Since they started in 2006, this band has won rave reviews for their groundbreaking take on Ethiopian pop music. What they do is incorporate traditional scales and singing into American soul and funk rhythms. Here's the title track to their brand new sophomore album, Ere Gobez, released May 20th, 2016. gorgeous. Everybody, that is Debo Band with their brand new track, Ere. Well, time to say goodbye for this week, friends. Thanks for sharing the hour with me. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thanks to Bill Odidi in Nairobi for his excellent report on Sauti Sol. I hope you join me next week, Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. Peace and love.